So visual clues there, but the bit that we couldn't see with cameras because you wouldn't be allowed to film them live have been the trials on Jim Bolger's gallops, and he joins us now live from Ireland. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
And I thought it was very interesting what you said, that the only trials that really mattered have been what have been happening at Cuchulainn. So how has Dawn Approach come out of the Guineas? What's he done since, and how do you assess him?
Well, that was a throwaway remark. I mean, I'm not that facetious to think that they were the only ones that mattered. So it was said in jest.
We love the things you say in jest, though. You make it great fun for all of us.
Yeah, and but you need to sharpen up a few reporters so as they get the message.
Indeed. So with no jest intended, and hoping for a relatively lengthy answer, if that would be all right. How good do you think Dawn Approach is? How much did it thrill you in the Guineas? And what sort of a horse is he coming into Epsom?
Well, I'm very happy with him. He's come out of the Guineas very well, and sure, his performance in the Guineas was spectacular, and I think that's recognised by everybody. So, I mean, I couldn't be happier with the horse, and he's been thriving ever since.
And in terms of eating up and continuing to progress in his work, has he shown you more since Newmarket?
He's still costing me. I'd say he's eating a little more now than he was before the Guineas. So he's come out of it really well, and I've no doubt he's improved.
Now, you have said yourself, and indeed so have breeding experts, that the one unknown is whether or not he'll stay the mile and a half. But you have more clues than most with the equinome research. What does that tell you about his chances of getting a mile and a half?
Well, if you were to take it at face value, he probably would not get a mile and a half. But because he settles so well and he has such a good temperament and he has so much class, he may well get a mile and a half, but we won't be sure until we try it.
Obviously, you know that there's going to be plenty of pace in the race as other trainers look to exploit any weakness there might be. With Kevin Manning, and he's not just your jockey, he's family as well, how do you discuss riding plans and what would you expect to see him do?
Well, I'll be leaving all that to Kevin, but hopefully there will be plenty of pace because we need pace to get him to settle early on. And we'd be disappointed if we didn't get pace. And after that, may the best horse win.
You've said all along that his temperament is much better than his sire, New Approach. What though will you do to prepare him for the noise of Derby Day and the general hubbub?
I think he'll be able to cope with that all right. He didn't get very flustered at Newmarket. And, I don't know what factor you'd need to multiply the decibels at Newmarket by to replicate Epsom. But I'm sure he'll be able to cope anyway.
And you've had so far runners in the Derby that have been, you're limited with the firepower you send, in that when you send them, we know to take notice. Star of Gdansk was third, Sanjivit was second, Blue Judge was second, and of course New Approach won it. New Approach was a very late confirmation for the Derby. At this stage, of all the runners you've had in the race, is Dawn Approach the one that you have felt most confident about in terms of, you know, how the result might pan out for you?
Yeah, well, first of all, as regards the declaration for the Derby, will be the same this year as it was last year, as it was the year before. So there's no change on that front. I'm very happy with him at the moment, and hopefully all will go well in the meantime.
And when you look at the race, do you bother at looking at other horses in terms of trying to work out who might be the strongest challengers?
Well, Kevin and I know every blade of grass at Epsom at this stage. We've walked the track umpteen times, and we're happy enough about that. As regards the competition, I wish them all well. I respect each and every one of them, and I will not be losing any sleep over who turns up.
That is a very, very fine answer. With Dawn Approach, will he travel over on the day, Jim, or will he come over the night before? What are your arrangements?
Well, for security arrangements, we're not divulging at this stage. We do expect he'll be there in time, and the traffic won't make
excellent.
Any difference.
And what about you? Will you be coming with your own security?
I won't need I won't need security. When I didn't need it 5 years ago, I'll hardly need it now.
Is it quite fun, though, Jim? Is it quite fun, all the build-up? The trainers that have had good horses in the past and sort of, you know, then don't for a while, say that the thing they miss are the calls, the constant calls. You get constant calls now all the time from the journalists and obviously the racing public taking a very keen interest in your horses. Do you enjoy it all?
Well, I think the journalists are backing off a little bit because I'm not having any problems in that regard. As regards the enjoyment, yeah, of course I'm enjoying it. I've been following Epsom Derbies now since the Great Seabird, who happens to be the sire of the fourth dam of Don Approach. So, I'm well used to Derbies, both as a racegoer and as a trainer, and now as a small bit owner.
A small bit owner, I think that's underplaying your hand somewhat. And just one final thing. Some experts have pointed at Dawn Approach winning the Coventry and saying Coventry winners don't win the Derby. They do, and I'm sure Mill Reef wasn't the only one who did. But you must be thinking, well, honestly, the horse can't have done anything else other than what he's done. The race will be an unknown, but you go for it, don't you?
Well, I don't think anybody can blame the horse for being badly prepared for it. That's not the horse's fault. That might be the trainer.
We wish you well, Jim, in your quest to win a second Derby with the son of New Approach, Dawn Approach. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you, Claire. Look forward to seeing you on the day.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Bye. To Jim Bolger.